You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, I went along this week to talk to the exhibition curator Todd Dixon about the new exhibition called Mighty Small, Mighty Bright, which is a hands-on science and technology show. I got to make rainbows and Todd even had me jumping up and down on the concrete to create laser rays, which are now used to test if apples are good to eat. And if you've ever been to MoTat, you know that there's always a lot going on. So apologies for the construction noise you may hear in the background. I'm sure it's just the sound of another great exhibition being made. I started by asking Todd about the new exhibition.
We have teamed with the Dodd Walls Centre and the McDiarmid Institute to work in various scientific fields to talk about their fields of expertise. So Back to Basics looks at the basic science, looking at things like how small is nano, what makes an advanced material so advanced, how do photonic scientists bend light and manipulate light. We're looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, and then from there we go into Out There Tech, where we look at how those two organizations spin that science out into technology that you'll see in the real world.
Talking about that and taking this technology into the real world, last week with the government's budget announcement of $132 million for research, science and innovation, what are some of the technologies that are being displayed in the exhibition that actually are out in the industry?
Orbis, they brand themselves as milk on a disc. So normally a farmer, if they're wanting to test if their cows are ready to have a calf, or a test for mastitis or hormone levels in the milk, anything like that, they have to take a milk sample, put it in a little test tube, send it up to a lab. 5 weeks later the stuff comes back and you might have missed that window. So Orbis pushes all that stuff in the lab down into the size of a suitcase, and these amazing little discs, like a little CD with these patterns etched into it, and you put a drop of milk on this disc, it spins around like a CD drive, there's a laser that fires at it, and the spinning pulls that one little drop out really thin so it can interact with all these chemicals in this etched disc, and reads the interaction with the milk and the chemicals to tell you almost instantly what it would have taken 5 weeks to figure out.
That is incredible, and it's a good way as well for the kids. They get to spin things in discs, they get to be interactive there, and you're targeted at 8 to 12
exactly.
Year olds. Why does MoTat suddenly have more interest in the technology and this new exhibition of STEM science?
Well, one of the T's in MoTat is technology, so we've always been about technology, but that doesn't mean we have to just be about old technology. We still have obviously the trams and the aircraft and all this incredible stuff on display from New Zealand's past, but we're more and more talking about our past, our present and our future. So looking at how technology shapes us now, how it could in the future, inspiring our future inventors and scientists.
So far, what have you seen as the reactions from both children and adults?
There's been some really cool interactions that I've seen so far. Opening day, we just opened, doors open at 10, and there was a teacher-only day somewhere in town, so a lot more people here than normal on a Friday morning. And I was in the monochrome room where we shine a red light on some pictures, and everything looks all washed out and dull, but then you shine a torch on it and it fills in all the colours and everything's all bright and vibrant again. And I was there with this 10-year-old boy shining around, and I said, "Whoa, what's going on here?" And he goes, "Oh, well, the red light's only one part of the magnetic spectrum, and when you're shining the torch, it's filling in the rest of the spectrum so you can see all the colours." I said, "Wow, you're a genius." He said, "Yeah, I read a lot of science books." So, yeah, that was pretty cool just to see that it's stuff that people are really interested in and maybe already know a bit about in some of the instances, but it's still being able to use it, and everything has that sort of physical interactive part. So it's not just reading about it in a book, you're actually doing the stuff with the spectrum. And then we've seen groups of adults in there, and when someone figures out the ghost bulb and they push the button, there's a sort of spectral light bulb floating above above a desk, and I've pulled everyone else in and go, "Look, just stand there and look at this." And they push the button, and just to hear a whole group of people just go, It's something that's just a curved mirror, and that's cool.
It is incredible, and I know I was in there as well just before, and I was like, wow. It is incredible to go and see. And in terms of schools coming through and things like that, you have jobs in STEM, and I know growing up I wanted to be a dance teacher, and then I wanted to be a fireman. Do you think more people are coming through wanting to be scientists?
Oh, definitely. I think that's where so many more jobs are going to be as things get more automated. So So things like computer programming and science, making things more efficient and making things better. Advanced materials is a great area because it's so broad. It's literally just making the best possible thing for a job using science. So I think that's where so many more jobs are going to be and so many more opportunities are going to be.
So MoTeT encourages everyone to come along and live some of their old MoTeT memories, as well as taking younger ones along to learn about science and technology.
If you haven't been to MoTeT for a while, do check it out. All those stuff you loved is still there. We've got our food truck night coming up this weekend, which is going to be fantastic as well. And then we have all this amazing new things like Mighty Small, Mighty Bright.
I know I had a lot of fun learning about how Kiwi innovation is making a big difference and checking out the new exhibition. And who knows what the future holds for technology.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.